Benazal also marked what we call the Farmer's Almanac, a special calendar which predicts the weather for the year. Farmer's Almanac prints a calendar in which they write the weather for the entire year. Storms, rainstorms, snow, cold waves, heat waves, they predict this for periods of time. Benazal mocked them. They said that what is cute about it is that, after all, even if they knew nothing, they should be right half of the time. Law of averages, you say things yes and no, hot or cold, they should be right half of the time if they knew nothing. They claim they know a lot. How come that they're wrong most of the time? Amazing that they are wrong. They tell you that these days it will be hot, those days it's cold. These days it will be sunshine, it's raining. They say it's raining, there is sunshine. Everything that majority of cases is the opposite of what they say. Because the fact is that it's impossible for them to really predict the weather that far in advance. They can't even predict the weather in the immediate future. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishana Itim, Hashem changes the time so that you can have sunshine and rain on the same day. You can have cold for a period of time and then warm, the sudden change in temperature. So that there's no way that they can really predict the weather. Now this, of course, was said close to 200 years ago. There were no satellites, weather satellites. There were no instruments. There were no ways of detecting the cloud formations, winds, so on. Today, science has advanced tremendously. They now have different types of instruments. They now have knowledge about the cloud formations. They have contact with different cities. They know about what's going on, where the winds are coming from, where storms develop, and so forth. So today, they're not like the old days. Today, they make big mistakes instead of small mistakes. Nowadays, they really put their feet in their mouth every time they predict the weather. You find that if you notice, you ever try to, people don't bother, but try to write down when you hear the weather predictions, especially long-range weather predictions for 4 or 5 days in advance, write it down, and then that day comes, people forget, so they figure they must have been right. But you'll find that in most cases, again, majority of cases, they are wrong. They are wrong because of the fact that Benazal says, "Me'oid amko machshavayso." The weather is an act of Hashem. It is the plan of Hashem. The plan of Hashem is so deep, so far from the human mind, human conception, that the scientists, with all their knowledge, all their instrumentations, cannot understand the plan of Hashem in changing the Shana Itin, changing the weather patterns. Therefore, just as then, today too, Weather Bureau knows very, very little. They themselves are forced to admit it because in more than half of the cases, more than 50%, the Weather Bureau issues a statement. They will say the revised Weather Bureau prediction is revised. Why revised? They must admit themselves that there is something wrong with their previous prediction. They didn't look out of the window and see what's doing clearly. Of course, if they say that the day will be completely sunny, very sunny, no question whatsoever, there is still a precipitation possibility of 10%. Try to define what that means. 10% precipitation possibility. Now, that is completely illogical, and this could be stated only to, you hate to say, to morons. Would accept something like that, a statement like that. Or at least it comes from morons. But what we note is that the Benazal's words are chayim v'kayamim. They are alive and they are eternal. What was true then is true to this very day. Benazal mocked them. The same mockery can be made of their predictions to this day. All their instruments and all their drawings, all their patterns, weather patterns, with the space satellites and with the knowing about cloud formations, they still know nothing about the plan of Hashem changing the weather, the climate, different places and different areas, which is ever changing. No one can ever fathom the will of Hashem. Therefore, it is foolish folly for them to attempt it. But again, it's because of their extreme degree of gaiva. They consider themselves so knowledgeable that they can tell what the weather is. They feel there will come a time where they will not only know what the weather is, but they'll determine what the weather will be too. They will determine what kind of weather there will be. Of course, again, Hevel Yiftzeh Pihem, this is all due to the gaiva of Kofrim. Atheists who do not believe in Hashem, do not believe in a supreme power that guides and directs everything in this earth, world itself, the weather in it, everything that occurs in it. Ashrenu that we have this knowledge from Tzadik Emes, strengthen us in true emunah.